to 3, chapter 15 and text number 25. Prabhupada in the purport, he explained about to attain that ecstasy when we chant the holy name of Lord, what should be our consciousness? The first and foremost thing that he explains is about the 10 offenses. Dashavida nama aparad. Generally some people, they think they must be fabricated by this particular Vaishnava Sampradaya because they wanted to put forward the glory of Lord. But since the time immemorial, it's not only the holy name, chanting the holy name is a recommended process or the way through which one can attain the holy name of Lord only for the age of a Kali. It's meant for all the yugas, but specifically for the Kali. So, how to chant that holy name of Lord? There's a nice conversation in Padma Puran where it is explained that one should avoid this 10 offenses so that one can chant the holy name of Lord purely. The first offense that has mentioned in Padma Puran, Satam Nindanam Naha Paramam Aparadham Vitunote Yata khyatam yatam katham ushate tadat vigraham. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of Lord. This offense, it happens because we try to judge others' activities. As explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Vaishnaveda Kriyamudra Vigyena Puja. We can't understand the Vaishnava's activities because it may seem to be normal, or sometimes maybe totally different from the worldly people, and we may try to judge them, and that becomes offense. Because Lord and His devotees, their activities are very difficult to understand. You may be at any stage of your devotion, but if you commit offense at the feet of Vaishnava, then whatever sadhana you might have done, or you may have attended any stage where you are relishing some rasa, that immediately goes away. And we have examples for that. Once Rupa Goswami Pad on the bank of Radha Kund, he was sitting under a tree and relishing some wonderful pastime of their lordship. And he was meditating on their pastime. And while meditating, he was giving a smile. His eyes were closed and he was smiling. And after some time, all of a sudden, that pastime vanished and he was surprised. He was not able to again attain that same ecstasy again. So he went back to Sanatan Goswami Pad and he asked, "This is what has happened, I don't know why." Then Sanatan Goswami Pad said, "There is only one thing that can create a great hurdle in relishing the holy name and wonderful pastimes of the Lord, and that is offense to Vaishnava. Have you done any offense to any Vaishnava?" Rupa Goswami Pad said, "Even in my dream, I have not committed any offense to any Vaishnava. That's not possible for me." Then Rupa Goswami Pad again, he said, "It's difficult. But unknowingly, if it has happened, I don't know." Then Sanatana Goswami Pad said, "Just recall, sit the place where, go to that place where you were sitting, and just find out that anyone has felt offended because of any of your activities." Then Rupa Goswami Pad went back to that place and he saw there is one Vaishnava. He was sitting and he saw Rupa Goswami Pad, but he never had a smile on his face. Generally, if you see any Vaishnava and you don't interact with him, either you don't exchange a smile or word, it is also considered as offense. So Rupa Goswami Pad went to him and he said, "Did I offended you anyway?" First, he was reluctant to tell because Rupa Goswami Pad is such a big personality. And then he said, "See, by birth I am having I'm a handicapped person. And when I was coming in the noon, I saw that you're looking at me and smiling. So I felt offended." Then Rupa Goswami Pad immediately offered his pranam. And he said, "I never had that intention to do that." And then he revealed that I was seeing this particular, I was doing this Leela Chintan. I was remembering this wonderful pastime of the Lord. And this is what happened, that's what I was smiling. But I never had any intention to look at and to tease you or to ridicule you by laughing at you. Please forgive me." So even the person who is at that stage, Bhava Bhakti, who can meditate on the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, if unknowingly if he commits offense, then he can also lose the ecstasy. Then what to speak of us? Then the second offense is considered Shivasya Sri Vishnor Yahaiva Gunanama Adi Sakalam Dhyabhinnam Pashet Sa Kalu Haruna Harinama Hita Karaha. To consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Generally, mass of the people, we see that they consider you chant any name, all goes to one only. Like a Sarva Deva Namaskara Vasudeva Pratigachati or Samudhya Akashat Patitam Toyam Yadagachati Sagara Skara Keshavam Pratigachati. So same way people, they think that if you chant any name of any demigod, that equals to holy name of the Lord. But it's not like that. Prajendra Nandana Krishna Sarveshwareshwara Maheshwara Aditara Sevana Tatpara Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Swarupa Bhedatnyana Nakaribe Lila Gunarupa. Prajendra Nandan Krishna is Sarveshwareshwara. Is the Supreme Personality of a God. And Maheshwara Aditara Sevana Tatpara. And Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and other demigods, they are always eager to serve the Lord Shiva. Brahmendra, Rudra, Marudarakat, Kirita Koti, Sangatitan, Grip. As Shankaracharya explaining one of the prayers to Lord Narasimha, that Brahmadi Rudra Maruda Araka Koti, all these crores of demigods, including Brahma, Rudra, Surya, all they come and they offer pranams at the lotus feet of your Lordship. In the name of Lord Krishna, and He Himself are not different. Once, it is a sadhu vakya. We heard from one devotee. Once Lord Ramchandra was sitting in Ayodhya and he was having his hand on his cheek. He was rubbing. And Hanumanji came and he saw. He said, "My Lord, what has happened?" He said, "Nothing. Someone has slapped me." Hanumanji got angry. He said, "What? How? Who has dared to do that? Show me." And then Lord Ramchandra showed his cheeks. And they was really red. Like someone has given a big slap on his face. He said, "What happened?" He said, "Nothing. One of my devotees was chanting my name and somebody came and slapped him." He said, "Then, actually I was sitting on his tongue. Whenever someone takes my name, I am present there." And then Hanumanji realized, because he saw one person sitting for Shaucha and he was chanting the name. So Hanumanji thought he is doing offense, that while doing Shaucha Kriya, why is doing? So he went and he gave him a slap. And that slap came from the Lord's face. So Lord and His holy name, they are not different. Rather than the human being, these ghosts and hobgoblins, they have a great realization for this. When you chant the holy name of Lord, if they are there, they disappear from there. They go away. So we are useless than the ghost and hope goblins. At least they realize that Lord and His name is not different. We don't realize that. We take the holy name of Lord and we commit offense. Because we always try to ridicule the potency of the Lord's name. So if you really want to chant the holy name of Lord, then you should understand that the name of Lord and He Himself is non-different. And the name of Lord and others is not equal also. Kaya vachales though? Kaya vachales? Kaya. Apan 3 divas zale tyachya bolayle. And the third offense is Guru Ravakya. Guru Ravakya means to not follow the instruction of spiritual master. Guru Krishna Rupahana Shastrera Pramane Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Kare Bhagyavani Sei Guru Te Matya Buddhi Avajana Adityaji ಇಷ್ಟಲಾಭ ಕರ ನಿರಂತರ ನಾಮಭಜೆ. ಗುರೋರವಜ್ಞಾ, ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ವಿ ನೆವರ್ ಫಾಲೋ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್. ದಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಆಫೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ದಟ್ ಗುರು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರೂಪಹನ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಯರ ಪ್ರಮಾಣೆ. As we chant every day that Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra. Spiritual Master is as good as Krishna. Guru Krishna Rupa Hana Shastrera Pramane. Guru is as good as Krishna. That's what scripture says. Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Kare Bhagyavane. And in the form of spiritual master, Krishna gives his mercy. Suno, baad mein padho, batata hu kahan pe. Sei guru te marta buddhi. Because we consider guru as mortal person who is going to die. But guru is not a person, it's a tattva. That we have to understand. And tattva never gets dead. It is always alive. Ishtalabha kara. If someone desires to have desired result of chanting the holy name, then one should not commit offense at the lotus feet of spiritual master. Then the next offense is Shruti Shastra Ninda. Shruti Shastra Nindana means to consider the Vedic scriptures as what? Vasa Chautha Kaya Prat. To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in versions of a Vedic version. Shrutu Shastra Nindanam. Abhi char to dekhe, phir aat ka dekhenge. Shruti Shruti Matasaha Satvat Satvata Puran. ಶ್ರೀ ನಾಮ ಚರಣ ಪದ್ಮ ಕರೆ ನಿರಂಜನ್ ಸೇ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇವ ಕರೆಯೇ ನಿಂದನ್ ಸೇ ಅಪರಾಧಿರ ಸಂಗ ಕರಿಬೆ ವರ್ಜನ್. ಶ್ರುತಿ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಮತ ಸಹ ಸಾತ್ವತ ಪುರಾಣ. ಶ್ರುತಿ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ or and Puranas, they are explaining only the glories of lotus feet of the holy name. Sei Shri Nama Charana Padma Kare Niranjan. Niranjan means which enlightens. What enlightens? It enlightens the glory of the lotus feet of the holy name. And if someone condemns them, then one should leave association of that person and go away, because that is offense at the lotus feet of holy name. Then the fifth nama aparadh is tathārthovādaḥ. To give some interpretation on the holy names of the Lord. Sometimes people, they have their own consideration about chanting the holy name. and they have their own commentaries and own reasons why they have to chant the holy name. But there is no need to give your own arthavad or your interpretation on the holy name. Because Namera Mahima Sarva Shastriyate Vakhyane Atistuti Hina Kabu Na Bhaviha Mane Agastyananda Brahma Shivadi Satata Yenama Mahima Gata Sankirtana Rata Senama Mahima Sindhu Ke Payebe Para Atistuti Bale Yei Sei Duracha Namera Mahima Sarva Shastriya Vakhyane Hari Sarvatra Giyate. All the Puranas, Upanishadas, Shrutis, Smritis, everywhere the glory of Holy Name has explained. So no need of giving your own interpretation. Agastya, Ananta, Brahma, Shiva, everyone, all they are engaged in glorifying the glory of holy name of a Lord. Who knows the depth of the glory of holy name? Nobody knows. So if somebody give his own interpretation, then that is considered as a durachar. So better to take the reference from the Shastras rather than give our own understanding of the chanting the holy name of Lord. If someone does that also, then it's difficult. Then the next offense is Harinamni Kalpanam. To consider the chanting of holy name as an imagination. If someone considers it as imagination, then that person is considered as a adharma. Why? Because this holy name is none other than Golokera Premadhana. Krishna Namavali Nitya Golokera Dhana Kalpita Prakata Bhave Aparadhijana. Only an offender can consider it as an imagination. Because it's not imagination, it's a reality. Because Lord's holy name is Nitya, Shashvata, eternal. Because that's the wealth or treasure from the Goloka. So if someone has this understanding, then only he can chant the holy name of Lord with a sincerity. The next is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Namno balad yasya hi papa buddhir na vidyate tasya yamer hi sudhai. Like it is explained here, Nama Sarva Papakshaya Sarva Shastre Kaya Saradina Papakari Sei Bharashaya Yemata Durvati Yara Sei Aparadi Maya Pramana Chitta Dukkha Bhunje Nirvadi. There are some people, they know that chanting the holy name of Lord can cleanse you from all the sinful activities that you may have accumulated for lifetimes. What is that? Harandi papani girirashinam. Even if you have done the sinful activities or you may have accumulated the karma like a mount of big peaks like a Himalayas and Sumeru, Mandara, Parvat. Even that also get destroyed by chanting the holy name. And considering this, if someone engages himself in committing offenses at the feet of holy name and keeps chanting the name, he is considered as aparadhi. Yeimato durabuddhi yarasei aparadhi. Maya pravanchitta dukkha bhunja niravadi. And that person suffers for lives together. Then the next offense is dharma vrata tyaga hutadi sarva shubha kriya samam api pramadaha. To consider the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is equal to all karma kanda. It's as good as the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas. But do you think so? The chanting the holy name of Lord and performing all these ritualistic activities are having the same result? No. The result that you get by performing ritualistic activity is limited and has its own duration. Only up to that time or certain periods you will get the result. But the chanting the holy name of Lord is considered as a Atulya Sri Krishna Nama Purna Rasa Nidhi Tarasama Na Bhaviha Shubhak Karma Adi. The chanting the holy name of Lord is considered as Atulya. You can't compare it with anything. Why? Because Krishna Nama Sudha Rasanidhi, Purna Rasanidhi. Because the holy name of Lord is Purna Rasanidhi. It is the abundance of melos. It's the ocean which is not fathomable. Then how you can compare the chanting of the holy name of Lord to the other karmakandiya activities? And if someone considers that, then it is considered as offense. So one should know the glory of chanting the holy name of Lord. Then further, the ninth offense is that to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Ashraddha dhane vimukhe api ashrunvati yasya chopadesha shiva nama aparadha. The person who does not have faith in the holy name of a Lord, and if you are going and preaching him, it said that it is considered as a sunishchita aparadha. Definitely you are committing offense. Tabe shraddha hina jana vidhata vanchita tarasama na bhaviha. Sorry. Tare namadane aparadha sunishya. Sometimes, if you are explaining the glories of holy name to the faithless person, rather than appreciating that, he may commit more offense. And that offense will drag him to the hellish condition. So unless and until you are capable of delivering that person, better not to preach him. Keep yourself away from that. Because that also, because he is not keeping faith in the scriptures, so his association will create obstacle in your understanding. And it may shake your faith also. So if you are not capable of doing that, it's better to keep distance from that person. Because that is again offense at the chanting the holy name of Lord. Then the 10th offense is that Shrutepi nama mahatme yah preti rahito naraha aham mamadi paramo namni so api aparadh krit. To not have a complete faith in the chanting the holy name and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Suniyo Krishna Nama Mahatmya Apara Yei Priti Rahita Sei Naradhamachara Ahamta Mamata Yara Antare Bahire Shuddha Krishna Namatara Kabu Nahispure. Me and mine, which is not that easy to accept. It is clearly said, Shuniyo Krishna Nama Mahatmya Apara. When you hear the glories of the holy name of Lord, and if you don't have any preeti, then it is said that person is considered as a naradham. Because ahanta mamata yara antare bahire, whose heart is full of me and mine, that person will never develop the Krishna prema in his heart. Yei dasha aparadha kariya varjana Yei sujana kare harinama sankirtana Apurvasti Krishna prema labhaya tarahaya Nama prabhu tararadhe nitya vilasaya. These 10 offenses if you avoid, then that sujana, sujana means that sudhya, that knowledgeable person will chant the holy name of Lord. And apurvasti Krishna prema labhya hayataraha. And then he will attain that apurva Krishna prema. So one has to be very careful. Because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, of all mantras, the best, throughout the world is preached by saints potent grace behest. Such a saint to be the name devoted, such a pure soul's great, never dare offend them, dare not show them hate. One should not offend the devotees. So you need to be very careful. If you really want to enjoy the wonderful glory of their lordship, but you want to really relish the taste of chanting the holy name, then one should avoid these 10 offenses. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Granthārāj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki सरस्वती ठाकुर के शिष्य हैं, उन्होंने ये बंगाली में लिखा हुआ इसका दशनामा प्राप्त है उनका ही। हाँ
इंग्लिश में डाला
है। हाँ तो
क्या